This is a HeadGum Podcast.
We are gathering golf balls at the driving range. Emerald's going to make them into a stew or something.
Mm-hmm. Snap it up on its horn. A notch or two.
Bing bang, the food.
Ba-bango. Yes.
And we see a golf ball, and we're going to get this golf ball, and we see it's in an alligator open mouth, sitting
Uh-oh.
On its tongue.
Uh-oh.
So we're creeping towards the... Hang on. Get out! Get out! Yes, out! Sorry.
What happened?
I'm going to... I'm headed to camp. I'm going to camp.
Every year.
Yeah, for my week, my archaeology camp.
Yeah, and for deprogramming.
Yeah. That's at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And my son is like, let me go, because it's like, he found out that it is like mostly, it's the camp that I've always gone to. And it is like mostly like people his age that are there. And he's like, I should be able to go too. It's like mostly for people like me.
Mm.
And I have always been kind of reluctant to take any of my kids.
Hayes, can I just say, obviously he's your son. I don't want to be disrespectful, but what a piece of shit. What an entitled piece of shit.
It's supposed to be my fun.
What a fucking scumbag. That makes me just nauseous. But go ahead.
And I've never said he can't go to his own camp. If he can figure out a way to get there, he's welcome to go to any camp.
If he can pay for a camp, and this is how I am with my brood. If you can pay for a camp and you can get there and get back and I don't have to hear about it, whatever you want.
Yes, do not tell me about it because it's your thing.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't want to be jealous.
Obviously, I'm sharing stories from camp when I get home, but it's exciting. It's like I know my camp is so exciting.
Well, you're so good at camp. You're so good at your camp. You're one of the stars of the camp every year.
Yes. That. Okay. Yes. So there are a lot of songs about me at this camp because I have been going there for 50 years. And so I have been trying to teach my son some of the songs about me being the hero of the camp.
So he can even fit in at all.
Yes. Yes. And so anyway, one of the songs, I'm not going to do the original song. I'm not going to do the song parody. Do not ask. But he did a song parody about one of my camp songs while I was on the phone with you. And he did it very quietly. So I'm not positive you even heard. I'm guessing that it was very quiet. It was a whisper song.
Okay, yeah. I didn't hear that song. I mean, I know the one song about you from camp. I just know the one. I don't know. It's, he's a big fat bitch. He's twice the size of me. He's got pimples on his ass the size of apples on a tree. He'll drink a bottle of whiskey. He'll drink a keg of beer. And that's the kind of haze you'll see at camp this year.
Yeah. So, yes. And it was a disrespectful parody of that song where he
made it insulting.
Gaze instead of hate.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry, Hayes.
And so he was asked to leave the car. And so now I get to go to camp by myself, as it's supposed to be.
Good. Better for everybody. And good for him to learn to hitchhike.
Well, it's not that, it's like not really a hitchhikey road. You know, it's like a very, it's archaeology camp. It's like a very long road. It's not like a car road. But, anyway,
but it's creationist archaeology, right? It's proving that there's no such thing as fossils.
As what?
It's proving that there's no such thing as fossils. It's creationist archaeology.
As dinosaurs, yes, yes. Like, we don't find anything. And yeah. As I mentioned, I have been going to this camp for a very long time, and mm-hmm. we have never found any big bones.
Well, you know, that's so nice, and I'm happy that you're doing that, and I don't even care about the rest of the Emerald story. I just like picturing his famous catchphrase, kaboom. And so,
yeah, it was something like we use the alligator as like a golf club or something. I don't know. It was funny.
Yeah, that's great. That's so funny. So I'm here. Obviously, Bang Rajman is here with me. We're in the studio.
How you doing?
We miss you.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insiders. Got a kicking button, dropping names of the red carpet line by callers of this industry we call showbiz.
What up?
So energized.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel great.
And so exciting. And it's so great to finally be out of the garbage fire that was 2016. This is our first episode of the new year, the good year. And the universe, I think, can feel when the year changes over. Don't you think the universe knows about the calendar?
What a year.
Yes. What I'm so happy about is, you know, all these dying that happen.
Well, what
it
was?
Will,
yeah.
It, well, it's not that we have more celebrities now than we used to, so that people are just going to be dying every day. Like really famous people, some people say like in the next, you know, starting like 1 or 2 years from now, it's just going to be like one really famous person is going to be basically dying every day because we have so many more famous people.
Yeah,
it's not that. It's 2016.
Mm-hmm. It's 2016. It's the year. It's the Grim Reaper being aware of the year and having picked this one as a bad one. It's the other thing that it's not about.
Some of them happened in January. Some of the big ones.
Well, and it was already in January when I was going, okay, 2016, enough. Boop. When I was saying,
I'm done with this.
Excuse me, 2016, not funny anymore. And I hate hearing people say that a lot of these celebrities have just ravaged their bodies with famous drug use. Just for people to mention that even, it's like, guys, it's not about that. It's about 2016. Mm-hmm. Are you even paying attention?
Well, I like that you said the universe feels when the year changes over.
Mm-hmm. I love saying it.
I appreciate that none of the problems from 2016 can creep their way into 2017.
Mm-hmm.
They stay
can't
right
find
there.
Us here.
No, they can't cross over that December 31st cross line. They mm-hmm. stop there. They can't jump over that wall.
Mm-hmm. And that's such
a comfort. The cross line is impenetrable.
Yeah, it's an invincible cross line.
You can't get through the cross line.
Hey, guys, I'm going to build a wall. I guess who's going to pay for it? 2016. 2016 is going to pay for it. Now, Hayes, we said goodbye to a lot of influential figures in our lives. Obviously, grandmaster artists. But I think that the three of us are here to talk mm-hmm. about probably the biggest loss we suffered, and somebody who I think is going to stick with me, their art anyway, more than anyone else. And of course, you all know who I'm talking about. It's a man who goes by the name of Castle.
Yeah, he's a man. He's a TV show.
He's a man in a TV show, yeah. And his name's Castle.
Mystery writer turned mystery solver.
Who better?
And the mystery now is, where do we go from here?
Well, it's a real loss. We didn't just lose a guy. We lost a guy and a show.
Yeah, we did. We lost a guy and a show, and the show was an hour a week, and it was on for a long time.
Well, we just scratched the surface, too.
Oh, God. There were so many more stories to tell, so many more mysteries write and solve.
Yes.
And it was taken away too soon, and it was a tragedy, and it's befitting of the year.
Some people might be saying, "Was this canceled in 2016?" And the answer is, I think, yeah,
absolutely. I think it's yes. I think it's probably yes. And the people who are saying that, to those people, I say, I envy you if you weren't aware, because you're not feeling the loss that I am now. we're all, Ben, accomplished comedic actor, writer, Hayes, same, me, three, who got let these triplets in here? We all have this same background. And likewise, we all got here the same way. We were inspired by Castle. I know when I was a little boy, I looked up at that screen and saw Castle and said, hey, maybe I can do this, be a comedic writer, actor.
And that's how I met you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Tell that. Please tell.
Do tell that story, Ben.
Well, I got into an elevator and these two guys were in it and I didn't know who they were. I was at the time just going into office buildings looking for elevator pitches to participate in. I thought these two guys were bigwigs. I go into my elevator pitch and I drop in a couple choice lines from Castle. Mm-hmm. And these guys picked up on it right away and said, hey, now, that's from Castle.
Mm-hmm.
And we all let out a hearty chuckle.
And it's like, you don't bullshit a bullshitter and you don't drop Castle lines to a Castle-holic like me and not think that you're going to get busted.
And they busted me good.
I would love to hear a couple of the lines again.
Oh, yeah. What was one of the ones that I dropped? One of my favorite Castle lines.
Yeah, the one I remember clearly where I went like, okay, I think I found a brother in Castlehood is when you were doing your elevator pitch and you said, wait a minute, it's that look over there.
I dropped that one. And you guys didn't even look. Like, a lot of people get confused when I drop that line and they start looking around. You're like,
I looked right at you and said, okay, hang on.
Okay, season two?
Yeah, season two much? Yeah.
What was another classic one? I think I wrote about this.
Uh-huh. Yep. This reminds me of a book I wrote. You know, you would say that.
Oh, yes.
Hayes, do you remember any?
Let me think. There were so many just in that one elevator ride.
Yeah, it was every line.
I wedged my umbrella through the door so we could stop and
we all wrapped in there pretty good. And, you know, let me just point this out to the listeners. I've seen, you know, behind the curtain a little bit. These guys are funny guys off the show.
Oh, are you talking about us, Bang?
Yeah, if you guys are in an elevator with these guys, you're going to laugh. If you know something about Castle, well, you got something to talk about.
Yeah. It's very inside. In general, I wouldn't actually recommend our sense of humor to other people because it's so inside. You know what I mean? It's not something that everyone is going to think is funny.
Mm-hmm.
But the Castle stuff, you being like, wait, I think this body has fake hair. You know? And then... like bent kneeling down and like kind of ripping off the hair off the body.
And what a great example of how Castle would work against the grain, where they don't say wig, they don't say he's wearing a toupee. What they say is, I think this body has fake hair. And it really paints a picture, and they were always so illustrative in their language on Castle in a way that other people, I think, are too lazy to do,
and no
where
one
they'll
even
say he's wearing a wig.
And no one even questions it. No one treats that as, you know.
Well, maybe, and because the writer creates an idealized world. Mm-hmm. They do. The writer creates an idealized world. And in the idealized world of Castle, which is that writer's creation sprung from their mind and then was brought to life by the great actor who played Castle.
Oh, yeah.
It was, you know, he's brilliant and he's a literary mind and he says things like fake hair. Mm-hmm. And everyone else in the world accepts that. Because
even the lady cop, she's even into that too.
And the chief of police is
the
okay
chief.
With it.
Oh, the chief.
Okay, can we talk about the chief for a minute? I don't want to get totally derailed.
Well, that's why Matic got canceled. I mean, you could do a whole 10th season about the chief.
You could, and I still am holding out hope that the chief gets a spinoff where it's just like chief time and you really get to find out.
Yes, I will tune in. I can finally fill the hole of my Monday nights.
Did you get the sense that they were hinting that the chief was adopted?
Are we ever going to find out where he was?
Oh, Hayes, I don't think we are.
I like that. You know, I mean, that's part of the
show. But I think I know where he was. I think he was meeting his birth parents for the first time. Does anyone else feel that way? That maybe he was adopted?
Well, they definitely hinted. They definitely threw a lot of hints at the adoption thing.
That the chief was.
The chief was. Yeah. Remember when they were going through the filing cabinet and Castle pulled out those adoption papers?
And the chief went, that's for a different case I'm working on. And he like pushed him aside.
Yes. Yeah. And he clearly, I mean, it was about him. I don't think it was about another case.
No, I don't think so because we didn't hear about another case.
God, this is driving me freaking crazy. 2016. What a terrible year. I mean, just this is getting
Screw
me so fired
you,
up.
Screw you, 2016, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, Apple, mark this one explicit, because 2016 was fucking bullshit.
Okay, Apple, you're going to have to get out your explicit stamp and stamp it on this episode, because Bang Rajman had to tell us the truth, which is it was fucking bullshit. I don't want this to all be so negative, though. Can we talk favorite app?
Oh, yeah. Onomatopoeia, where the murder at the Mediterranean restaurant.
He's speaking my languages. Mm-hmm. Yes, the murder at the Mediterranean.
That one was good.
Uh-huh.
And the guy can only... Yeah, and the witness is... he's blind. So he can only go by the things he can hear. So he's making a lot of noise, and they got that funny...
the whoopee cushion?
They got the funny whoopee cushion.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was so good. That was
and
so Cackle good.
And Cackle had already written about that in a book.
Oh, yeah. He went, I think I wrote a book about this. This reminds me of a book I wrote. Yeah. You know? And he's doing that. No, that one was great. Hey, do you have a favorite episode?
It's so funny. I mean, we had talked about how we were going to do this, so I had so much time to come up with a really good one.
There's so many good ones.
I mean, I can go first, which is, you know, for me, it was Shwarmageddon, where it was that that mass killing at the Mediterranean restaurant with the deaf witness.
Oh my God.
Who had had his eyes closed at the time of the murder.
Yeah, that reminds me of my favorite, which was Organ Donor Kebab. Which
that one was heartwarming. Well, that was one, a Christmas
that
episode.
That was a Christmas episode, and you saw a whole new side of Castle.
Yeah, where he said, I'm not leaving without my heart, because they were going to donate, I believe, the heart of one of the victims who had thankfully been shot in the head, so his heart was still good.
Right, yeah. And he does not believe it. He does not believe in that.
Yes. And he said...
And everybody thinks he does because his characters believe in it.
Right.
Yeah, well, the books he writes, you know, he's always saying he believes.
Not, at the beginning, he doesn't like Christmas.
Who are you telling, Hayes? Who are you telling? Because I'm the one who was like, can you believe this guy doesn't like Christmas at the beginning of the episode? And I was pissed. And I said, they better fix this.
At the end, he does like Christmas, but he does not change his mind about the organ stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still... He still feels that way about the organs, which is a fun surprise. Like, I didn't see that twist coming. Yeah.
That's a great twist. And they're so famous for their twists. Uh-huh. And they always were able to surprise me, going from not liking Christmas to liking Christmas, going from not liking organ donation to liking organ donation. To still not liking it.
No, the other way. Yeah. Other way.
From liking it to not liking it.
I used to like it. I used to like it.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. And the twists and turns.
I was the beneficiary of a lot of them.
Oh, yes. No, you were a huge proponent when you needed them. But now you've got them all up and running and you've kind of realized, like, hold on a second. This is bad.
Yeah. Was this really good? And look, to give them back would be such a huge, like, Michigan. So I'm not, you know, that
well,
would be
no,
insane,
the paperwork alone. The paperwork alone, you'd be underwater with it. And I'll say
what
this.
What was the feta cheese episode?
Okay. Yeah. No.
I didn't have time to go back.
The Confederation.
Yes, the Confederation.
And there was all those Confederate flag guys.
Yeah, that got murdered in the Mediterranean restaurant.
Yep, that's right. That's right. And remember one of them, because... One of them, they had been poisoned, and they're all eating their Mediterranean food, and one of them grabs his stomach and goes, I feel awful. Oh, I feel awful. And they're all thinking, like, no, I had the falafel. You ordered the feta dip. And he's going, no, guys, I really falafel.
And Castle's like, that's really his last words? I couldn't have written it that well.
Mm-hmm. And then he goes, oh, wait, I did write something like that. No, that was so good. Hayes.
Yeah, the show was good.
The show was good.
What the fuck? What the fuck, 2016?
2016.
Are you kidding me? Can I make a quick confession? I mean, most of the listeners are smart enough to know that these are recorded. They're not recorded live.
That's right. A lot of our listeners are real true brainiacs. They're huge nerds, in fact.
They're nerds. They know that these are actually, and sorry to again reveal another secret of the show. These are recorded ahead of time.
Yeah.
And we are still in the hellhole. We're still in the hellhole of 2016.
I loved pretending that we weren't for the up until this moment, but you're right. We do. Translucency is a big part of our show. We want our listeners to be able to see most of what we're doing. And so I think it's fair to say it is 2016, and I'm tempted to go to sleep immediately after this show and not wake up until it is 2017.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. To sleep straight through the next couple
months.
I'm
jealous. I'm jealous of everyone listening to this enjoying the fruits of 2017.
Imagine. Oh, gosh. And I'll say this to 2016. Hey, buddy, if I see you, if I run into you in a dark alley and we're alone, you better hope, you know, that you're far enough away to get away.
Hope you're fast.
Yeah. Hope you move fast.
Hope if... It's a fight or flight.
Better wear the good sneakers.
Yeah.
No, you better not be in like pumps. Hope you're in flats.
Even better,
Yeah, because I'm going to have good sneakers on because I have ankle problems.
And I read that book about free running, and I have the free running shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to toast your ass.
Yeah, about those guys.
Yeah, which guys? I think I read it.
It's the guys that run with the sandals.
Yeah. So come on, 2016.
And they don't have much money, and they don't get to eat very much, but they're actually very happy, and they are happier than we are even.
And okay, so Ben read that book. So 2016, he's going to toast your ass.
Good luck.
Castle's gone. It's over. We have to accept that. Mm-hmm. Question for you guys. What the hell have you been doing on Monday nights? Like, what do you do? Like, I'm finally past. For a while, I reflexively would grab the remote, turn on the TV, and put the Castle channel on.
Been there.
And even though I know it's gone, I couldn't stop doing it. Now I'm not doing that. But what do I do with my hands? You know, do you guys have a solution?
Because I'm used to on Monday night, both of my hands being on my cheeks. You know what I mean?
Oh, because you're so surprised at what's happening. Right. The twist in Castle just may give you a Home Alone face. I've been there.
Yes.
My mom walked in and was like, Kevin?
Migrate towards my cheeks. So I don't know. I don't know what to do now. It's only been a few months. I'm still in that same place.
Okay. I can say something I know that helps is making models.
You've been doing that too.
Yeah. I've been working on models on Monday nights, and I do models of famous actors, what their outfit would be if they were cast as a guest star on Castle. So if they were part of the Castle cast.
Wow.
Then I put like, so it might be Dame Judi Dench in, you know, a Dame Judi trench coat because she's like a rival sleuth.
Their clothes always did rhyme.
Yes. Well, and this true fans know that on Castle, your clothes are going to rhyme.
Your clothes are going to rhyme not with your character, with your actual name as an actor.
With your actor name. That's right. Yeah. So like,
yeah, and there were a lot more examples of that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. There's so many. I mean, I think every actor you can think of.
Well, because the first, I mean, the most famous one, I guess, is like in the pilot when Josh Groban walks in, he's got a Josh robe on.
Oh, right. Yeah, the pilot is so funny. And that's a real, the show's full of Easter eggs. I mean, it's basically an Easter egg hunt every episode. Because there's little fun things like that. Because you need to know the actor. You have to recognize what he's wearing and figure out.
And not
out.
Always an actor.
You can reverse engineer the actor from the clothes.
In the season 3 finale, when Apollo Ono came on, he had a kimono. And I remember thinking, this is really good. And it was actually the same kimono, also known as a robe, Asian robe, that Josh Groban had worn when he had a robe on.
It's both. It can be.
Yeah, it took me a while.
Josh,
it took me a while to figure that one out because I call them Asian robes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I had to look up that they were also called kimonos.
Well, and didn't we all learn so much from Castle about what the names of Asian robes were or a specific kind of hat? You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all learned so much.
Yeah.
And because I'm not a brainiac, all right? I'm not as smart as the listeners of this show.
Mm.
I thought this was recorded live until I got here.
Yeah, I know.
But I learned
a
thing
nerds.
Or two.
Yeah.
All right? I'm not a nerd. I'm a fucking cool guy.
Yeah.
I definitely did know. I just want to say, Ben, I definitely did know before you said that it wasn't live that it was not. Because I am one of the hosts of the show. That's obviously something I would know. That's not a surprise to me that people can't hear me right now.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's obvious. That's a kind of a twist. That's a Castle-like twist.
Yeah. And that's something, you know, we can address. Like, since it's been off, I'm trying to incorporate a little bit of Castle into my life. So I've been known to throw a twist in here or there.
Yeah. You also have been doing some model work.
Yeah, I've been doing model work. I have been making little models of my friends and family. And I incorporate those into the Castle world. Okay.
So it's your Castle family meeting your real family.
That's right. To make one big family.
Yeah.
And it makes me, it tucks me in at night. It makes me feel good. It warms my heart knowing, hey, here's Castle and my mom, and they're getting along. And when he's having problems with the lady cop, he can talk to my mom.
Yeah, which is what you would do.
And they can
this
have fun.
Explains a lot, Sean.
Yeah.
Because I remember, you know, you told me that it worked so well for you to make these models, but I thought you said to make it with models.
So I have been making it.
I have been making it with a few models.
So every Monday
Christy
night,
Turlington.
You've been making it with a model.
Oh, wow. That's a really cool thing to do.
Christy Turlittown?
Linda Evangelista, Stephanie Seymour. You know, I've been making it with all these models.
Seymour, Stephanie.
Did you
say, hey, Stephanie Seymour, I'd like to see more Stephanie? Because that could have been a pretty good line to make it with her.
Did you use that to make it with her?
You know, I'm sad about... Castle, and it doesn't work.
Oh,
right.
So I'll do more of the, like, you know, now that I understand what you were saying, I think that will, like, actually making models, I think, will help.
Okay. The models don't get hot and bothered seeing you expose yourself and your emotions about Castle?
Being vulnerable can be a pretty big aphrodisiac, Hayes.
No, I'm sorry. No. When I say it doesn't work, I mean it doesn't make me feel less sad about Castle. Like, no, it worked. Like, a fucking bottle.
It works, and everything on you works really well. Ever since you got those new organs, I think you're finding that it's all working now, right? It's working again?
Yes.
With some caveats.
I got new gonads from a very tough guy who got in a motorcycle accident. Yes, and they've been working really well. And he is also as attracted to beautiful women as I am. Because, you know, like Sean and I have talked about this. This is one of my things, is beautiful women.
Yeah, that's
your weakness, huh? Uh-huh. Yeah. Your one thing.
That's your one weakness.
Yeah. Is like you have
that's
this
my weakness
unique
is their
trait.
Bodies.
Mm-hmm. That beautiful
nice
women turn you
like,
on.
A really nice face and hair.
And I hate to hear you admit that because I hate to think of you as weak. And I also don't want to think about women that way. I want to think about their brains.
But I feel like I'm also doing, you know, kind of doing a service to the memory of this very tough guy. You know, I feel like that's what he would have wanted.
He had the same weakness as you. How insane. Like, what
are the
odds?
That's why your body didn't reject it.
Yeah, that's why your body was able to accept those gonads, because he was the rare breed of man whose weakness is beautiful women. And what an unusual thing. And I've only heard of maybe two or three other men having that.
You know what it is? It's another Castle twist.
Yeah, it is. It's a great, this would be a great episode of Castle.
I mean, God, I'm sorry to be a broken record here, but what is up with 2016? And I mean, me personally,
I don't think you've said it enough.
No.
I don't think you've said it enough, because I think it's effing bull ass.
Boo.
Boo. Boo.
Boo.
Boo. Boo, 2016. Off the stage.
And I never boo anything.
No.
When's the last time you heard me boo something?
No, we went to see
2016.
Our town, and the guy playing the stage manager was racist and was going off script and using the N-word a lot.
And we applauded.
And yeah.
Because
we
was
did
convincing.
Not boo.
We didn't boo.
Because he made a real, that's an artistic theater choice.
And I'm a stage actor. I understand what a boo feels like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to dish them out.
You don't take it lightly.
No.
Yeah.
What's one time that you received boo?
The wagon. When I did The Wagon Comes This Way.
Mm-hmm. And it went the wrong way.
Yeah. I thought it'd be a fun twist.
Move
the wagon that way. I got booed. I got booed from the cast, which hurt the most.
Yeah, fellow stage actors who know what it feels like.
They should have your back,
They say, you know, if you've received some of these tortures, like getting booed, you know, you're less likely to do it yourself. Should we stop talking Castle and start living Castle and just hear a clip from
the
show?
Listening Castle.
Mm-hmm. This will make me feel good. But bittersweet.
Mm-hmm.
Darling, we have a visitor. Oh, pretty Butch Castle.
I know, right? Come, grab a chair.
Oh, no, I just came to return your mom's jewelry.
You saved my life. The least I can do is make you some eggs.
No, really, I
have to get going. Nonsense. You sit down right here. Tell us all about last night. We've only heard his version.
All right. Shall I begin at the red carpet?
Yes, please.
So.
Wow.
Whoa. Takes me back.
Feels good.
That's a time machine. Mm-hmm. Now, I haven't seen this particular episode of Castle.
I don't know what's going on in this episode. I couldn't recognize what was happening exactly.
Don't remember it. Didn't really recognize the characters' voices or have
they did
a
say Castle,
concept
so.
Of the story. Mm-hmm. They said the word castle, and it sounded like somebody had heard Castle's version of a story, but they wanted a woman to tell a different version.
Okay, you got more out of it than I did.
Okay.
I could piece together Castle was making eggs.
Oh, good. Okay, I didn't get that.
Yeah, and that was all I got.
So between the two of us, we got a lot of what happened there.
And Hayes, you can't hear this, correct?
And I, of course, cannot hear it at all, but just to hear you guys enjoying it, I can tell. I can, you know, that's Castle for me.
Oh,
my friend.
That is so Castle. That is so Castle. What a classic moment from the show. And it had a twist like we're used to. Do we want to play another clip?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Deming?
Hey, Castle. So you know that little place in Asbury I was telling you about around the corner from our beach house?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they just had a reservation open up on a Friday. If we leave early enough, we could probably make it.
Yeah, will you let me check into it?
Great. I'll see you later.
Wow.
Whoa. I was just, you know, I was so distracted by the fact that pretty much the first word we heard again was Castle.
Now, I got confession time. I haven't seen this episode of Castle.
I do have to come clean. This one particular episode I didn't catch.
I'm a fan. I've seen them all. I think missed this one.
They are these are some deep cuts that are coming up on our initial YouTube search for clips.
You got us, man. I don't know if you're trying to
whoever
bust
was
us.
Trying to stump the champs here is
stumped.
Doing a good
all right,
job.
Good job, but
Hayes, you couldn't hear it, but from what I get is
could not hear that one. No, couldn't hear it.
They do say Castle right off the bat.
So I know it's the right show.
Okay.
And I think
I also feel like I have, from your description, I don't feel like I've seen that episode either. What I have seen of Castle is a print advertisement.
Yes, and this had like, the same feel.
Yeah.
Where it's twisty, it's turning around, it's subverting your expectations all the time. And it's, you know, and it's got a Mediterranean element.
Yeah, there's a restaurant
to
element to this one.
Yes.
I can't believe I missed it.
I was surprised he was making eggs in the previous clip and not tahini or something. Mm-hmm. Yes.
He twisted it on us.
I guess let's play another clip. We need to hear at least one more just to sort of, and we'll for sure know this one. And go ahead, Engineer Ryan.
Is I'm still alive.
The DA has branded you a fugitive. Every cop in New York is looking for you.
Yes, well, they won't be the only ones after the 5 o'clock news. By now, they've tagged my phone, my house, my accounts. I'm not going to last long out here. We have to act quickly.
I've got teams at your place looking for any trace of Tyson. Ryan is wading through paperwork at Tessa's office to see if there's a connection.
Well, that could take weeks. I think I got something better seeing and holding. I kept thinking, how could he possibly pull this off? How could he get video of me buying those earrings? And then it hit me.
Broadway casting.
You want someone to play a role? You cast it. Got this notice from 4 months ago by a celebrity lookalike firm.
Private book club party.
Look who they're looking for.
James Patterson, Stephen King, J.K. Rowling.
And me.
Wow.
Whoa.
Whoa, that one sounds good.
Okay.
I actually haven't seen
what
that
happened?
One.
Didn't sound familiar at all. And I know that was a long pause for you where just it was a lot of silence.
Yeah, very exciting. Wow.
This sounded like a great episode.
I don't know how I missed this one.
Yes, I wish I'd seen this one because this one sounded like a doozy.
Now, I'll admit something. I didn't even know it was an episode of Castle till about the middle when she said
for
Castle.
A long time I thought Engineer Ryan had goofed. We did happen to, and even towards the end he said you know they're looking for me, and I'm thinking me who, and then I remembered earlier she did say Castle,
right? And he threw out the name of a and it dropped a lot of writers along with Castle. I mean, this was great Castle episode. I missed this one, but
just a great episode, and what a twist that it was Broadway casting. Hayes, what you missed was she's helping him. Go ahead.
Who's helping? I love helping.
She's helping him, and but he's figured it out kind of already. I don't even know if he needs her help.
Yeah, okay. That sounds, I mean, so the print advertisement that I have seen of Castle says Castle, and then it says a whole new chapter in crime solving because I think his books famously have chapters.
Yeah, he's one of the ones that use that technique.
So for me, that's what's so exciting about the show is this big twist of that it's this new chapter, and that's what has me so excited about hearing you guys listen to these great clips.
I gotta say, I love the technique of using chapters. I think it's a cool way to kind of break up a story.
Okay, and obviously I'm on the other side of this debate. Famously, I think chapters are a distraction, that they don't allow me to enjoy things in one big mush like I like.
And we argue tooth and nail about this, but we're still friends. And
you can fight with your friends, you know, you can fight with your friends and your family. We always talk about that. And we've had some knockdown drag outs about chapters versus a big mush, which is what I like.
I used to not like chapter book.
Yeah, you were a mush guy.
I like the mush. But then sometimes I have to remember to tell Sean this. Harry Potter is chapters.
The exception proves the rule for me, because it's the only example I can think of a book that fully changed my life, changed the way I look at literally every moment that I'm alive, taught me every lesson I need.
Politics.
Politics.
Personally, my problem with the Harry Potter series are there's not enough chapters.
I
think that's...
Yeah, I use about 1,000 more.
That's a miss.
Yes, make more chapters.
Well, I don't think they need more content. No, I think you guys misunderstand me. Oh. I think you just need to break up the actual book that have already been made.
Chapters are too long.
Yeah. The chapters are too long. The chapters are crazy. Yeah. They're too long. You can break half of those chapters into smaller chapters.
Okay. You may be right. I haven't gone over it.
Looked
at the actual per... chapter page count, but you may be right.
I mean, this is maybe why you like it, because to me, it's like a bunch of segmented mushes.
It's practically a mush.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that may
each
be
chapter
what,
is a mush
what
in
attracted
a way.
Me. Yeah, no, you're getting a mush one way or another, which is one way that I always win. So I guess we'll sort of leave off here with saying once and for all, 2016, you know, sit on it and rotate. And I'm talking about my middle finger, and it's going right up your kazoo. And I'll say,
and this guy hasn't clipped his nails in a while, so that thing's gonna cut, baby.
Nasty.
Yeah, and up your nose with a rubber hose and rotate.
Okay, and he's spinning everything now, and the hose is misshapen. So I'll say that. And if you want to just give us, Hayes, you know, we all have these castle moments that stick in our head and these lines that stick in our head. And we remember obviously all the sentences from the elevator pitch, but what is your sort of secret castle line? Maybe it's a mantra. For me, maybe it's a line I use around my family. Obviously, we all saw our families over the holidays. Oh, castle line I use around my family. They don't even know I'm quoting it, you know? Is there anything
one
like
of those
that?
Lines. It's just a secret joke.
Yeah, just for you or just for us, you know?
Wow, that could be so fun for me to say.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do that. Let me just say one.
Yeah. Don't even think about it, man. Just let it rip.
Is that okay?
Go.
Is it okay do you guys mind if I just say one of my favorites?
Yeah, no, I actually would prefer it if you would.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're getting asked directly to do it.
I would love to.
And so you've got the floor, and when you decide to say it, man, we're all ears. And what Bang Rogerman and I are going to do is just step out of the way, give you room to say it, you know, if you're asking, if that's what you're asking for permission to do.
Okay. Okay. It's from the one where the murder, there's a murder at the beginning.
Oh, right. Robbie McGuire. Remember when Tobey Maguire was wearing that robe?
That's right.
And it's something about books where, like, it has to do with, like, different book stuff where Castle wrote a book about it, and it takes place in a bookstore. And Castle's mad because they never wanted to sell his books at the bookstore.
Yeah, he's got to have something to say about that.
Oh, God.
Why should I even solve this murder? This bookstore that I hate.
Oh, yeah. I've said that around my mom a couple times.
Yeah. No, mine's the same. It's that same line. Bye. Hollywood Handbook is...
brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.